Good day, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to Confessions of a Catholic Revert. We live in a culture where there's an obsession with dead people. I guess I say this because it's somewhat fresh in my mind, but we have a fascination with people who have died. For instance, a popular movie in our culture was Sixth Sense, in which the famous line is heard, "I see dead people." Or we have Whoopi Goldberg in the movie, the dated movie now, called Ghost, where there's a seance where she's trying to call back a dead person, and she's for sure spooked because she experiences something from the other side, supposedly, in the movie. But we have a fascination with it. And even in our popular role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons, we have a reanimation of dead corpses that are used as weapons. But our culture is fascinated by death. There's something in Scripture that's called necromancy. Necromancy is the practice of trying to communicate with the dead by trying to summon up their spirit or have some kind of apparition, some kind of vision, some kind of communication from the dead to the living. And in necromancy, what this involves many times is trying to get a message from the other side to help in some way on this side of death. We see this illustrated in the Old Testament with Saul, who was beginning to lose his kingdom, and Samuel the prophet had died, and he wanted to hear something from Samuel because Samuel was the prophet of that time, and he wanted to know what to do, what kind of guidance he could get. So he went to the witch of Endor and asked Samuel through her, this medium, to contact the dead, and God allowed Samuel to actually communicate to Saul at this point and basically told him, your kingdom's being taken away from you and you're going to die. Not a message he necessarily wanted to hear, but he got the message from the other side. You know, it's dangerous to try to contact the dead in some way, but at the same time, we're told as Catholics that we have a communion with the saints. And Protestants can agree with it when we think of communion with the saints, with people who are living here and now. You can have fellowship at church, communion with the saints. But something is a little different with Catholics. We believe that we have this communion not only with saints here on earth, but we have communion with saints in heaven and also communion with saints in purgatory. In fact, here's an official definition of the communion of the saints, taken out of a copy of a Catholic dictionary I have on my shelf. It says, the unity and cooperation of the members of the church on earth with those in heaven and in purgatory. So members here on earth, we can have this unity and cooperation with those in heaven, and also there's a connection with those in purgatory. Now that's a mouthful. What do we mean by that? I'm going to go into that in some detail because there's a lot of confusion when it comes to this whole area. We're forbidden for contacting the dead in terms of necromancy, trying to contact them for our own personal gain. But at the same time, there's communion. We're asking certain saints in heaven to pray for us as Catholics. Well, what do we mean by that? How does that work out? I want to go there in some detail. And what's this whole thing about purgatory anyway? This whole thing raises a lot of questions. So I want to try to address these as we go on, but wanted to introduce it at this point. The Apostles' Creed says there's a communion of saints. What do we mean by that? Communion with saints here on earth, saints in heaven, saints in purgatory. Kind of the first thing I want to explore with you a little bit, just touch the surface really, is praying to the saints in heaven, or asking them to pray for us. As a Protestant pastor, if I would have got up from the pulpit and said something like, Saint Anthony, pray for us, or Mary, pray for us, or Joseph, pray for us, I would have been talking to the elders and probably been on my way out. Because Protestants, they view that as somewhat idolatrous. Why would you pray to the saints in heaven? And there aren't any problem, you know, to pray for people here on earth, other saints to pray for us. Asking someone else to pray for us in church, for instance, if one would have cancer and contracted cancer, and going to another person who's gone through something similar and saying, would you pray for me? Knowing that they've been through the same thing and that they would know how to pray intelligently for your need. We don't have any problem doing that. And again, we as Catholics and Protestants do that. All of us do that. But to pray to people in heaven? You see, in a Protestant mind, there's this great chasm between the church here on earth and the church in heaven, and one doesn't have really anything to do with the other. The definition that we considered before says that there's a cooperation and a unity between the saints on earth and the saints in heaven. Protestants don't believe that, that there's any kind of unity and cooperation between the two. But yet, when we look at Scripture, we see that there's an awareness in heaven of, among the saints, concerning what's going on earth. We find in Revelation chapter 6, when the fifth seal is broken, the saints in heaven are crying out, and they're crying out, how long, Lord? How long before you sit in judgment? The prayer was for the saints here on earth. How long would it be, Lord, before you bring vengeance upon the earth? There's this prayer to God. There's also reference to bowls that contain the prayers of the saints that are presented in heaven. In fact, there's a cooperation between heaven and on earth, much more than what we realize, because we who are here on earth, we have this veil, but there's a cooperation between the two. Now, Catholics realize that. Catholics realize that there's this unity between what's here on earth and what's in heaven. The church is here, the church is also there. And the people who are there, they're in a much better position than what we are, because they're with the Lord in heaven and they're able to pray for us. They're in a position where they can make a difference for us here on earth. And basically, when a person goes through the canonization process of becoming a saint, when someone is recognized as a saint, there's two different things that we're encouraged to do as Catholics. And that is, one thing is to try to practice their virtues. There's a reason why they're a saint, or they're saints, because they did something. They were martyrs. They were exemplary in their lives in some way. And we're encouraged to try to imitate that in our own lives. And that's not foreign to Scripture. In fact, if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, we see that there's a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, people that have gone before us, and we're to try to practice the same virtues of faith that they practiced here on earth. They went through many trials and tribulations, and they made it. It should be an encouragement. So the church encourages us to look to them and try to imitate them, imitate their faith. And they do pray for us. They're very much aware of what's going on here. God allows them to pray for us. It's not something foreign, because there's a genuine unity between the saints here on earth and the saints in heaven. That's one aspect of what we're looking at here. This union that we have, this cooperation that we have between heaven and earth. And there's another aspect of it we'll look at the next time. And that's the whole area of purgatory. And I know if I start into that right here, it's like opening a can of worms. We have to understand it in detail. And I want to spend the next time considering this communion that we have between those here on earth and in purgatory. The big difference here has to do with the direction of prayer. We're directing the saints in heaven to pray for us. We need their prayers. We need their intercession. They're with the Lord. They are aware of what's going on. They can make a difference in our lives. And the other has to do with our direction of prayer for those in purgatory. We're praying for them. And again, we'll look at that in more detail. But thank you for being with me today. And we need to continue to pray for wisdom with this particular area and be thankful for the opportunity for prayer and having the saints pray for us. Thank you.